This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group as at Sunday, the 29th of May 2022. I will again remind you that our Surge Annual Convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships are now only 14 days away. With the fox hunting to be conducted over Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of June on the Queen's Birthday long weekend, and the convention itself to take place on Sunday the 12th of June only, we are hoping for a bumper crowd. Don't forget that if you are intending to attend our famous Sunday night dinner or to book a trader table, you should book now by sending an email to, and this is all one word, surgeconvention@gmail.com. That's all one word, lowercase, surgeconvention@gmail.com. All of the bookings and cost details can be found on the Convention 2022 page located on the website at surge.org.au. That's all lowercase, serge.org.au. We hope to see you there. It's that time of the year when we must start to think about who is going to steer the ship for the next 12 months. Our AGM is not very far away, and it's time for me to approach all of the existing office bearers and committee members to see if they are prepared to stand for election again for another term. Of course, that also means that we will be encouraging members who have never stood for election before to stand up and give it a go. As in most clubs, the existing hierarchy is not getting any younger, and it would be great to see a few of our younger members step up and give some fresh inspiration and leadership to the group. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Hi, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. We are pleased to announce that AREG is planning a new event on the South Australian Amateur Radio calendar. Saturday, September the 3rd, will see the first running of our hopefully annual Amateur Radio and Electronics Sale. It will be held at the Dogs SA Training Facility in Kilburn as a car boot sale format. We will be inviting all South Australian radio clubs to participate, as well as a number of commercial vendors. More details will follow in the coming weeks, but for now you simply need to save the date, Saturday, September the 3rd, 2022. We hope to see you there. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of Wise South Australians Committee. The committee wish to thank the 30 volunteers, ham radio operators, who have already put their hand up to assist with radio communications and logistic support at the Rally of the Heartland in Barra next weekend. So why not come out and be part of the great team of volunteers, and it's a great opportunity to get away for the weekend. Wison South Australia is seeking more volunteers to assist in radio communications and logistic support for the upcoming Rally of the Heartland, which is being held next weekend, the 3rd to the 5th of June 2022 at Barra in the Mid-North. And this is an event not to be missed. So if you are interested in assisting in this event, please contact me on vk5lsb@wia.org.au. I say again, vk5lsb@wia.org.au. And look forward to volunteering alongside of you. And a financial reimbursement donation will be provided to all Wise South Australian volunteers who assist on this weekend to assist with fuel costs, etc., as the committee feels that no volunteer should be financially disadvantaged by volunteering. The Wise South Australian Radio Net, which is held regularly on the first Sunday of each month, has been moved to this Sunday, the 29th of May 2022, at 2000 hours, which is tonight. The net has been brought forward to this Sunday as most of the volunteers will be in Barra next weekend for the rally, along with the net controller, Tony, VK5FPIC. The net is held on a regular basis on the first Sunday of each month, except for tonight on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network from 2000 hours, and everyone is invited to join in And the only requirement is that you have an amateur radio license, and you don't have to be a WISOM volunteer or member to participate in this net, which is usually hosted by WISOM SA committee member Tony Green, FBIC. I'm looking forward to hearing you on the airwaves on Sunday tonight at 2000 hours at local time, and having a chat on the net. A text version of this broadcast is available on the WISOM South Australian Facebook page if you need to clarify some details or for further referencing. This has been David, VK5LSB, saying thanks for listening and look forward to volunteering alongside you next weekend at the Barra Rally. Cheers and 73 all.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, last Friday night's meeting was well attended, and it was unusual in as much as it was not about radio matters. No, it was about things aviation. Rod, VK5ZRK, brought along a couple of his model aircraft. And one of them was a beautifully made reproduction of the Blériot plane, which was used in 1909 for the first crossing of the English Channel. And it certainly looked magnificent. And Rod also brought in a selection of different Model A aircraft motors. And they were quite impressive also. But what got us the most was the flight simulator that he brought along. Yes, it was quite interesting. It was a flight simulator designed to mimic the performance of a model aircraft so that you could attain the skills of operating one of those planes. We all had a go at it, and it was good fun. So now I'm a fully qualified Kamikaze pilot. Well, thanks very much, Rod, for bringing those things along and showing us to. It was a very entertaining and very informative evening. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday the 10th of June, and it's going to be Peter Parker, VK3 Yankee Echo, and he will be giving us a talk on QRP antennas. And this will be done on Zoom. Peter won't actually be at the club, but we'll be having the Zoom set up and watch his presentation on QRP antennas. And the next meeting after that one with Peter Parker will be on Friday the 24th of June. And that will be Grant, VK5GR, giving us all the lowdown on contesting on VHF and UHF. So that will be an interesting meeting to come along to and get all the hints for taking part in VHF and UHF contests. Well, that's all for this week. I hope everybody's staying safe and keeping warm and dry. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. Here is the AHARS news for the 29th of June 2022. At the next general meeting on the 16th of June, Bill Cowley will tell us about the 5MBS transmitter relocation. Thank you if you're one of the people who have volunteered to do a session at a general meeting. Presentations usually last about 45 minutes to 1 hour and can be radio and electronic subjects or general interest topics. The church has found a storage space at the venue and will be able to store our magazines and library at the venue soon. The other stuff we do not need access to at meetings, Jeff has offered us storage space at his QTH. The local National Trust people are keen to get us to use the Watchman's House in Coromandel Valley, not far away from where we now meet, but the ladies who look after the shack want us to keep using it for as long as it is available. The next lunch at the RSL will be on Friday the 10th of June at 12 noon. The next social gathering at the shack will be on Saturday the 11th of June at 10 a.m. There will be another lunch at the RSL on the 24th of June and another coffee and chat on the 25th of June. Attendances have been down at these events for the past few weeks. We start all Saturday morning shack sessions at 10 a.m. I'm hoping we can restart our technical talks at the shack on the fourth Saturday soon. I have had some interesting topics suggested in response to my call for speakers at general meetings. One or two of the topics would be more appropriate for a technical session at the shack, as it will need 2 hours or more to do them justice. Wishing you all a pleasant week. Stay safe. Stay away from COVID. VK5SRP, Phil.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.